There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
8.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling into hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. This is the only holster I carry, and that's because I can have one holster and I can put it into one, two, three, four configurations. Those are the four that I am most likely to carry a gun in. It can be on the belt. It can be off the belt, on a drop leg. It can be on a battle belt, in a drop leg, on the battle belt itself, on a vest, on a molly vest. You can mount it to your dash. They've got even got configurations to stick the gun on your bed. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. What Kerry was trying to spit out, which I was supposed to have promoted with him, and I failed to do so, and I will now put myself into a timeout later on after the show. At Dark Angel Medical, they have a holiday sale that is ongoing right now and is going to go through 31 December. If you type in ho, 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 all uppercase, it's case sensitive, and in the coupon code box during checkout, click apply coupon and you're going to save 10%. And depending on what you're buying, that can be substantial. Check them out at darkangelmedical.com. That's my trauma kit of choice because it's small. Some of these trauma kits you see out there, they're the size of a lunchbox, and they've got them lashed to, they've got them set up on their carrier or their vest, and the Dark Angel kit is the size of a double AR-15 magazine pouch. And as it says, it has everything you need and nothing that you don't, so check them out. Now, in Pennsylvania, they've had a little bleed over. Their attorney general, who was backed by Michael Bloomberg, has decided that, like Barack Obama, she can simply cease doing her job. You see, in Pennsylvania, the state legislature passed and outgoing Governor Corbett signed into law HB 80/Act 192, which in effect states that if local municipalities pass unconstitutional gun laws and enforce them, that the legislatures of said municipalities would be held financially responsible. They could be sued. Namely, they would have to pay for the lawsuits of people who had their civil rights violated because of them brought against them. I personally think that's both great and gut laughable. They're actually being held accountable and they're being made to pay. Of course, the taxpayers are being made to pay, but you know, if the taxpayers have to pay and they don't get their potholes fixed and their mail delivered on time and all these other services that a lot of people take for granted because they had to pay out these lawsuits, then these city council members, they're imperiled and they might get voted out. Oh, no. How many times do people allow gun control zealots to get away with violating their rights because the cost of filing a lawsuit is too great? Well, this negated that. And perhaps these local officials will think twice about trying to abuse and harass the law-abiding citizens with unconstitutional laws they know are illegal to enforce, and that they would be held accountable for trying to do so. Now, some of these local people don't like it much at all. They don't like it much at all. Doylestown Bureau County President Det Anson likens the new state law to state-sanctioned terrorism. On his Facebook page, it says, hey, did you get that threatening letter we sent you? The letter he is referencing is one sent by a firearms industry consulting group, simply reminding the council that knowingly passing an unconstitutional law that violates state preemption is already illegal and punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The letter encourages Anson and the council to repeal its violative ordinances during a public meeting that was held, yesterday, December 10th. If that's what Anson thinks bullying is, he has led a very sheltered life, I gotta say. So what are Anson and the other elected criminals wanting to do? What are they supposed to do? Well, they're going to sue the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and try to have the law removed under constitutional grounds. State Senator Daylen Leach, along with other lawmakers in the cities, are seeking to have the law thrown out. Leach basically doesn't support it, and now it is passed by an overwhelming majority, 34 to 14. He's seeking to circumvent the legislative process for his own ends. Now, in the Commonwealth, who is supposed to defend against a lawsuit for a law that is passed within the Commonwealth? Well, that would fall to none other to Attorney General Kathleen Kane, the Michael Bloomberg-backed entity. What has she decided to do about this? Nothing. She is refusing to do her job because she doesn't like the law. And apparently, Kane, like Eric Holder, thinks that she only gets to do her job when she wants to. And this isn't the first time this has happened. Kane also went against the people and failed to do her job 18 months ago when she refused to do her job and defend the state against challenges to the same-sex marriage ban that had also passed. So here's a news flash for the Bloomberg bimbo. You don't get to pick and choose when you do your job. I'm sure that would be a great gig if you can get it. Not surprisingly, Leach praised Kane's decision to be a parasite on Pennsylvania by pulling a paycheck but not actually working for it, by saying she's doing the right thing and she's under no obligation to take an untenable position. Her position, this position the state has put out there, is completely in line with the Constitution. It is not untenable. The untenable positions are held by the local jurisdictions that are breaking the law, even without HB 80. All this new law does is give people some form of getting back at them for having it in the first place. Secondly, she absolutely has an obligation to defend the state, or else why would she be getting paid for anything? And this brings up the next point. It's, time for a no-confidence vote. She is not confident to remain as the Pennsylvania Attorney General. On top of her undermining the will of the people, which is what they're all supposed to be subservient to, by trying to destroy CCW reciprocity with other states and her utter contempt for actually doing her job, it's almost as if she's a Marie Antoinette saying that we, the common rabble, can eat cake. And there's also the unethical and immoral aspects of her on the job. These range from underhanded politics to making criminal cases disappear against other Democrats. This list includes, after exploiting the Jerry Sandusky scandal for political advantage, her office concluded that then-Attorney General Tom Corbett acted appropriately in conducting the investigation. She declined to prosecute after a sting operation found several Philadelphia lawmakers allegedly taking bribes. Philadelphia district attorneys picked that up. She zigged and zagged on the email porn scandal, ultimately claiming that some of the emails contained borderline child pornography. Her office retracted the statement, but not before it made national news. And then there's the fact that she's under investigation for leaking grand jury information, which could have her facing jail time. So, credibility out the window, time to find another job. Kathleen, thanks for coming. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the new Scorpion line. This is going to change a lot of things. There are a lot of people saying, well, it's like this, but it's like that. But it's just different enough to make a difference. and it's very affordable. Check them out, like I said, at tacticalholsters.com. The Democrats, the Senate Democrats, they should be, quite honestly, if they don't want to do something meaningful, they should do nothing at all. But that's not what they want to do. What Harry Reid is going to try to do, and if he does it, and if this happens, then if the Republicans get out there and say, well, we have to put the filibuster back where it was, they are fools. They're fools. I'll find the most gun country, the most gun-friendly country. I might move if they do that. Harry Reid wants to make one last-ditch effort to get Obama's nominee for Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, confirmed. Murthy is 36 years old. He's a Yale-educated internist, and he's also a professor at Harvard Medical School. But he's the one that wants to do, well, let's see. He's the president and founder of Doctors for America, which is an advocacy group offshoot of Obama's Organizing for America, which has been since renamed to Organizing for Action. And Murthy's group walks in lockstep with Obama and his agenda on a sweeping array of issues that has nothing to do whatsoever with public health. This nomination has been in limbo for over a year after certain senators raised serious concerns about his qualifications for the position. 36 years old. How much of a doctor could he have been in that amount of time? How old are you when you graduate from med school? I mean, I've always thought that you're like going on 30 anyway. And he spends more time as a community organizer than he does as a physician. In light of recent public health crises plaguing the country, such as Ebola, we have a very good reason to second-guess Murthy. First, you know, the fear is he will simply be another political appointee to advance Obama's agenda. That the acting Surgeon General, a career civil servant, is superbly qualified for the position can hardly be questioned. He's an admiral, I think, in the Navy. That means a little seasoning under the belt. 36 years old is just, you know, this is just a community organizer that has a doctor's credential, and that's going to make him the Surgeon General. Murthy is opposed by a lot of people. The NSSF opposes his nomination because of his past activism that demonstrates he will likely misuse the office of Surgeon General to advance Obama's political views on things like gun control. And he has been he's on record as saying that guns are a health care issue. We have purview over it. Laws, Constitution, be damned. His fervent but incorrect assertion that access to guns is a public health issue is clear evidence that he's not the right person for the job. The NSSF in October did a national poll, and it found that 8 out of 10 Americans believe that gun violence, quote-unquote, is a criminal justice issue, not a public health one. Should he be confirmed as Surgeon General, he will no doubt commit himself to wasting taxpayer resources in pursuing an agenda that is completely out of sync with the American people. And this is key for any of you out there that are sitting on the Democratic fence. The Democrats are out of sync with what the country wants. The country doesn't want amnesty. The country wants guns in the house. The country wants government out of their houses, out of their pocketbooks. This government, these 6 years, Obama, by the time he leaves office, he's likely to have doubled the debt. When he came in, it was $10 trillion. We just crested $18 trillion. He's got 2 more years to go. He has added more debt than any other president in history, including Bush, who started 2 wars simultaneously. Senate Democrats are looking to do something big before they leave office. Forcing through Murthy's nomination is simply a big mistake. He's not good for the country. You know, right now, there's a bunch of people. Think the coastal media elite, northeastern people, people on the West Coast, everything. They're looking at middle America, and they're saying, why did you not understand our benevolence? Why are you not getting on board with our train of thought? Why do you not listen? And they believe it. They believe it. They believe they are your betters. They believe they are smarter than you. And they believe they are your betters on a whole lot of levels, not just guns. But the gun issue is the linchpin, because in order for them to push this progressive agenda, which ultimately ends up first socialist, then communist, because you can't have socialism unless it's backed by communism. Socialism is a non-self-sustaining entity. Communism is an enforcement arm. Think of it that way. Communism brings the muscle. Socialism is all about feeling good and admiring trees like that yahoo in San Francisco. I admire trees, too. I just don't make it a life pursuit. I see it. I say, wow, look at that tree. Moving on. They're out of sync with the United States, and they insist upon imposing their will upon those who don't want it. They've forgotten a very, very, very important term, which is a caveat to them serving in public life, and that is they serve at the consent of the governed, and the governed are not giving their consent, and they want to push it in anyway. They want to ram it down your throat. Did a nice big plunger, not a suction plunger, just a flat, jagged-edged metal round blade on the end of a long stick and jam it right down your throat because you don't know what's good for you. That's their thinking. That's their thinking. You told them in the last election, and it wasn't so much a hurrah for the Republicans. You just told the Democrats, we don't like what you're doing, and we're going to try something else. And they can't stand that. They don't understand that. They don't understand how you could not get their benevolence. They are truly looking out for you, little people. My goodness. Can you not get that? No, I can't. And I don't care if you understand or not. We have spoken. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? The only kind of holster of theirs that they don't run is, or that I don't run, is their X or their SXT. And that's not because I don't like it. It's just that I don't, the guns that I carry all work with the OSH. Although I do have one for extremely heavy social work, I have a SOC for the Salient Tier 1 Glock. And somebody's trying to get in and they're bouncing all over the place. That always cracks me up. Let's see who this is. As far as my, I was asked about my plate carrier right now. The plate carrier I am running is a HSGI, although I intend to get rid of it and get a different one, and everything's integrated on it. I don't run them slick. Put her on hold and let me go get her if I can. I think I might just do that. Okay. Is there something going on that she can't go on hold, or where all the description went away? Anyway, we'll move on. In Beloit, Wisconsin, talked about the police chief there, Norm. Norm wanted to, they wanted everybody there to give in and just let the cops come in and search for guns you might have mislaid. And now they've retracted that because it was dumb. Spec Ops, is she wanting to talk to me, or what's up with the caller there? He'll let me know in a minute. The three-paragraph announcement noted that while the program was strictly voluntary and required a signed release, and she's gone. Okay. Before police could enter a residence, numerous individuals have expressed concerns about the fact that people's homes would be inspected or searched as part of the process. And that was part of the problem. What if they went in there, and while they were looking for misplaced guns, they found a misplaced lid of marijuana? What if they went in there, you know, there's no telling what they could have found going in there. Oh, that's too bad. I hate it when that happens. After the initial announcement, Chief Jacobs noted that there would have to be a signed release from the homeowner or tenant before an officer could enter the premises. That seemed to disappear in the discussion to the point that the whole proposal got grossly misrepresented in the social media. No, it wasn't misrepresented. It wasn't misrepresented. Now, they say police departments have been doing this for decades. Of course, I've never heard of it before. The option has always been out there, and we don't need to go searching in someone's house to provide that service. Beloit is located just north of the state border with Illinois. So far this year, the city has logged 51 shooting incidents and 8 homicides, of which 6 involved firearms. The city has about 37,000 residents. One of the spokesholes there, his last name is Arft, no kidding, said the program was certainly well-meaning and that there was never an intention of launching legal fishing expeditions into private residences. Well, you're saying that now. But what do you think the whole proposal was but one big fishing expedition? Now, for them and the fact that they retracted this, this is clearly indicative of the power of discussion. Because when this got out onto the interwebs, it was going all over the place. All over the place. And these guys don't like the light of day. They're like roaches. When the light comes on, they scurry away. They're photosensitive. Here's a letter to the editor that I thought was particularly poignant. This coming from Bill Klein of Springfield, and I'm presuming that's in Missouri. Watching the riots unfold in Ferguson, the whole Main Street business sector was looted or burned down as police stood by frustrated lest some TV cameraman record them enforcing the law. Enraged, I could not believe this was happening in my country. The insurer of those businesses using the war and insurrection, either foreign or domestic exclusion, are not liable or obligated to rebuild the destroyed businesses. Some insurance companies are going to compensate or rebuild businesses as a gesture of comity and goodwill. That's laudable, but this could be one of the reasons insurance seems to be going up every year, even though my cars and house become older and less valuable. Instead of paying for burned out, looted, and vandalized businesses, why don't the insurance companies hire unemployed combat veterans to protect their insured property? Put up a no trespassing sign and have a couple of vets stand in back of it with street sweepers. Before you consider this too radical, watch the videos of the rioting and looting again and ask yourself, can I trust the police, National Guard, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and State Police to protect my property, or will they stand by and watch it go up in flames, pat me on the back and say, don't worry, little buddy, it's insured. The right to protect yourself is the essence of the Second Amendment. The right to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your property, contrary to the opinions of pundits who feel it's necessary to apologize for looters who are only doing some early Christmas shopping. People are getting this. People are getting this. And I got to give props where they're due, okay? Bloomberg financed something to reduce the crime rate in New Orleans, and there was no gun control involved in it. Their top priority is to cut their murder rate. And Bloomberg threw $3.7 million to address the majority of murders in New Orleans were committed by a small and identifiable set of people in a few neighborhoods as a result of petty disputes. So they thought you should go after the troublemakers. Correct. Through several extensive studies, they found that 52% of black American working age men in New Orleans didn't have a job. So they implemented an economic opportunity strategy to connect disadvantaged job seekers with some of the region's largest employers and anchor institutions. Good idea. The effort in New Orleans was funded by Bloomberg Philanthropies with a $3.7 million grant. Seems that all that money used during the midterms on pointless gun control could have been better spent. And there's the proof. There's plenty of proof that gun control doesn't work, but here he did something that does work. He threw money at a good idea. No new gun control was introduced into the Big Easy. No new laws were enacted. And yes, that Michael Bloomberg actually spent his money on programs that actually worked. Bloomberg, if he wants to, could actually save more than a few lives without trying to pass new background checks. But that the gun control is what feeds that massive Bloomberg ego. And he didn't get any press out of this. He gets lots of press out of gun control, but he didn't get any press out of this philanthropic endeavor he took on. Maybe if people that want to ban guns were to look at what he did in New Orleans, like maybe Chicago, they could get more bang for their buck instead of going after the law-abiding gun owner, so to speak. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Last time on the firing line, coming back at you from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432, if you actually want to call this show. Somebody want to call another show and called me by mistake. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Indestructible, these things are. They've had two that have been destroyed in combat. One was almost point blank on an IED when it went off. Another was run over by M1 main battle tank. I can forgive those. Anything else you do to it, it is not going to happen. You're not going to have that problem. Same price point as some of the big box ones you see out there that aren't nearly as good. As most of you know, I did a pre-recorded show. My man Spec Ops was there holding my hand because I've never done a pre-recorded show before. And I did a pre-recorded show just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, this past Saturday. And while I was there, I was the guest of Head Down Products, which makes a very, very ergonomically enhanced Glock pistol, which they sell going out the door for a song for what you're getting. I mean, it is literally, it's crazy how cheap it is for what it is. And they were right in front of me while I was doing the broadcast, so I got a good look at them, held a bunch of them. And I couldn't buy it there and take it home because of this stupid law that says that a law-abiding... Now, I could have gone and I could... They'd had a Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifle. I could have bought that and lugged it home. From there, I can buy that there. Any shotgun, any hunting rifle, any long gun. But I can't buy a handgun. And you can't either if it's not in the state in which you live. Now, one of the things I'm going to push the newly anointed that are going forward into the House and Senate is this frivolous and burden. What happened to my video feed? I absolutely love it when this stuff happens. Okay. It's trying to come back up. And we lose the video feed with one segment left in the show. All right. Okay. Let me type this in real quick. Thanks, Google. With this coming up, the GOP needs to repeal this stupid law. And this is a ban that forbids a law-abiding citizen from buying a handgun from a retailer in a state outside his or her state of residence. You can't walk into a shop. And if they, if you could do this, that'd be fine. But, you know, I was talking, they do FFL transfers at Adventures Outdoors, but that's a stupid way to buy a gun if you don't have to do it. And the reason you have to do it, according to the text of the Gun Control Act, it is unlawful for any person other than a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer, or licensed collector to transfer, sell, trade, give, transport, or deliver any firearm to any person other than a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer, or licensed collector who the transferor knows or has reasonable cause to believe resides in any state other than that in which the transferor resides, other than that in which his place of business is located, if the transferor is a corporation or other business entity. There are exemptions for rifles and shotguns. The ATF's interpretation of the law is evident in their frequently asked questions page. For whom may an unlicensed person acquire a firearm under the GCA? Answer, a person may only acquire a firearm within the person's own state, except that he or she may purchase or otherwise acquire a rifle or shotgun in person at a licensee's premises in any state, provided the state sales complies or the sale complies with state laws applicable in the state of sale and the state where the purchaser resides. A person may borrow or rent a firearm in any state for temporary use for lawful sporting purposes. So you can buy, arguably, a more dangerous weapon and take it anywhere you and go get it anywhere you want to get it from, whenever you want to get it. But you can't buy a handgun. And that's stupid. That's real stupid. To me, it's stupid. Think of the business. Think of the competition that would result in that. It's free enterprise. I know why they do it that way, because people like, you know, gangbangers in New York City can't drive down to Adventures Outdoors and buy a bunch of handguns and go back up and sell them and make a big, big profit on them. That's one reason they do it. But at the same time, they're not going to be able to go through the background check. I doubt very few gangbangers have concealed carry permits, especially out of New York. So, one of the things that we did in this last election is we indicated our displeasure with gun control. And I'm not content with keeping any new gun control from coming up. I want the existing gun control rolled back. I want it taken out of the equation. I want it taken away. Because we have proved every day that law-abiding people carrying guns are good people. And we're not shooting up the streets. And it isn't rivers of blood in the gutters. It's a win-win for society that we carry guns. Crime is going down. Crime is plummeting. It's in a free fall. And this arbitrary law that you can't buy a handgun, but you can buy anything else in a gun shop if it's not in the state in which you reside, is stupid. Plain and simple. Having to go somewhere to buy a gun, like, I could have bought the gun at Adventures Outdoors. I could have bought a head-down product. However, then I would have had to have set up with an FFL holder here in South Carolina to transmit his information to the FFL, you know, to Adventures Outdoors. And then I would have got it in however long the shipping amount of time is. Now, I've got guns, so I'm not dependent on any one gun I may buy at any given time for my self-defense. So that would have been not that big of a deal. It would have cost me maybe $50, $60, $70 more to do it. And that's another thing. That's a needless expense. $70 is some ammo or a really nice setup on a G-code holster. But this arbitrary law is just stupid. And it's only intended to inconvenience you. It doesn't inconvenience a criminal. It doesn't inconvenience a criminal. So bear this in mind as we're stepping forward. January is going to be here before we know it. And in addition, it's not going to be an easy slog by any means. I mean, these guys are going to be quite reluctant to try to repeal anything because they don't specialize in that. They only specialize in implementing things, passing things and getting the president to sign them from time to time. They don't specialize in rolling something back. And almost certainly, if it was if it's not a regulation, then if it has to be signed by the president, probably going to be vetoed. But just like the gun grabbers will never stop coming after your rights, we need to never stop on going and trying to get them back. If we ever stop doing that, they look at us just trying to live and let live as a sign of weakness, as something to be taken advantage of. And that's just not going to, that's just not going to work. Tomorrow on the show, these guys were talking about it, and if I guess I can do it. I'll do it to the best of my ability. Second hour, we're going to lead off with talking about how to kit up. And you've got to understand that when I was in the military, the kit up was called a LBE. It was a belt. It was some suspenders. We were supposed to subsist on 4 magazines, 4 grenades, and 1 pressure bandage, and some canteens. And that was our kit up in the 1980s. And I guess we were quicker because we didn't have plate carriers. In a new day, I have had my chances to play with some other various pieces of equipment. We'll talk about them tomorrow. And that'll happen in about 22 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.